Dun 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 dun.
Poop in the water.
Okay. I was way off key, but.
So, by the way, welcome to the catch up. I'm Annie Russell.
I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And we've taken a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back for season two.
Season two now with more poop.
Yeah, I mean, definitely more than our first season, I would say.
I hope.
Maybe you guys have heard about sewage being dumped untreated straight into streams, rivers, and lakes in Vermont. And the thing is, that happens kind of a lot.
And it might be happening right now.
So it's 2015. The Federal Clean Water Act is old enough to be a parent now, and dumping poop in the water doesn't seem consistent with clean water. So let's talk about what's going on.
Okay, so where do we even start?
So for starters, let's point out that the idea of not dumping sewage straight into the water is kind of a new one. Burlington is the biggest city in Vermont, and it was actually ahead of the curve when it brought its first plant online, and that was back in the 1950s. And before that, straight into the lake.
Right. And the second part of this is that when the Clean Water Act was passed in the 70s, it came with a lot of federal money that was helping all these projects that would clean up water, stuff like wastewater treatment plants. And that funding surge is what paid for most of the wastewater plants in Vermont. And in many cases, the towns never had to put their money where their goes, so to speak.
But they could still do away with all of their and know that if they went swimming or boating or whatever, they weren't in it.
Well, sort of. A lot of these systems were built in a way that wasn't perfect. They're called combined sewer systems, and the combining part is what happens when meets the stormwater that comes in from storm drains and rooftop drains.
And then all of that water goes to the sewage plant to get treated. So even the gross stuff that washed down the gutter is getting cleaned out before the water goes back into the rivers and lakes. Isn't that even better than just treating the wastewater?
Well, yeah, it is, except for when it rains too hard. But every combined sewer system has a maximum rate at which it can put out clean water. And if the rate of stormwater and wastewater coming in is higher than that maximum, there aren't really any good options.
Right, so the town can either start putting water through above the plant's max, and then none of the water gets clean.
Or they could do nothing, and eventually, water mixed in with would start coming up out of drains.
Or they could open up a pipe and let out some of the excess the old-fashioned way, straight into the stream, and that's what they do.
Is that against the rules?
Only sometimes. The state's actually been trying to eliminate these combined systems since 1990, but the interim regulation says overflows are legal as long as it takes a certain level of storm to trigger them. So if a town has overflow with 15 minutes of light rain, that's against the rules. But if there's a downpour for a whole morning, systems aren't expected to handle that, and so overflows are allowed.
But still, like you said, the state's been trying to eliminate these things for 25 years. The policy that governs these is actually older than me by about a month. The problem is, think about what an insane project that is. You have to disconnect all of the storm drains and roof drains and basically anything else that collects rainwater from the sewage system. And that alone is a lot of work.
But then there's a bunch of stormwater with nowhere to go. Cities and towns will have to somehow deal with that as well. And this is where we keep hearing about green stormwater infrastructure. That's stuff that instead of rushing all over the stormwater away from humans, collects it and lets it seep into the ground more slowly or be put to use.
So that's things like stormwater retention ponds, green rooftops, rain barrels, and little special buffer areas around parking lots where the rain can wash into that. And if it seeps in there, it's not going to overload the sewer system or flow straight into a river or lake polluted.
So the state is working on it, and a lot of the things that need to be done to keep stormwater out of sewer systems are being done with all of this work to clean up Lake Champlain.
But it's not a perfect overlap, and this stuff is also really expensive. Rutland is just finishing up a project to do this in one neighborhood, so they're separating the sewage out from the stormwater in one neighborhood. And that's costing the city $5.2 million. And for all the yuck factor that comes with sewer overflows, It's actually not a major source of phosphorus pollution, and that's pretty much what the state is focused on with all of this work around lake cleanup.
And Governor Peter Shumlin doesn't seem to see much of a problem with combined sewer overflows. Here's what he said at the unveiling of the lake cleanup plan when we asked if the state should do more to address all the raw sewage going into state waterways.
When you say that, I think Vermonters think, wow, we're talking about hundreds and thousands of gallons of stuff that you put in your toilet coming out at the other end. That's not really accurate, as you probably know. When those systems are down, that's true for that period of time for whatever's flushed, but the hundreds and thousands of gallons of stuff is often the waste water, not the actual raw sewage.
But hundreds of thousands of gallons of have come out the other end of sewage systems in Vermont this year. There was actually a two-day period from May 30th to June 1st when one city, the city of Vergennes, released an estimated 237,280 gallons of raw sewage into Otter Creek.
And that's not the estimate for sewage and stormwater. That's the estimate for just sewage from one city in 2 days.
The new commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, Alyssa Schurin, seems to think it's more of a problem.
I can say there are a couple other things that the department is doing to address the combined sewer overflows, which are a real problem and, you know, can impact public health and the environment, and also just have a visceral ick factor for folks that experience them. And, you know, we shouldn't have these in society, you know, any longer. And we envision a future where we have phased these out completely.
In addition to the stuff that will happen as part of lake cleanup, Schurin says the state is working on notifying the public faster when a spill happens, and it's revising that 1990 policy to require systems to be able to handle even more water before they overflow.
And in the meantime, maybe just don't when it's raining.
And that's the catch-up. I'm Annie Russell.
I'm Taylor Dobbs.
John Dillon was our editor.
Annie Russell produced.
Patty Regan did our theme music. And The Catch-Up has been a production of VPR.
And by the way, if you want to know when these sewage releases are happening, Sarah Simon, our web developer, put together a really cool Twitter bot that will tweet out to you every time one of these is reported anywhere in the state.
And you can follow that on Twitter at DirtyWaterVT. All right. That's a show.
That's a show. So much knowledge.